John Pass at Elmo's Fire. This is The Home Run with Lee Dixon, and it's time to check in with Deputy Opposition Leader and our member for Braddon, Anita Dow. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Lee. I'm really well, thank you, and good afternoon to your listeners.
It's been a while since we caught up, so a lot's going on. National Blood Donor Week. Let's talk about the importance of this.
Yeah, so it's National Blood Donor Week, and as your listeners will know, many of them may be blood donors already, but it's a really important thing that you can do and a great thing that you can do and a gift to others. And I know through my family's own experience of how wonderful the gift of blood is to save people's lives. And so today, I've been donating blood myself for a while, but during National Blood Week, I've actually donated blood this morning at Burnie at the Red Cross Blood Donation Centre. But I just wanted to encourage people, not just because it's National Blood Donor Week, but just because it's so important to do it, that if you have some time to spare, please make time to give blood, because it's such a vital service to our community and to each other.
Yeah, log on to the website or inquire at your local blood donor centre, either in Devonport or Burnie. Lifeblood is where you're looking for there. Okay, still on health, the importance of flu vax this winter.
I wanted to encourage your listeners, Lee, obviously, you know, with COVID and the changes and restrictions that we've had over the past few years, our flu season hasn't been as bad as what it's expected to be this year. And we know that there are already large numbers of flu cases across Tasmania. And really, I wanted to encourage people to get their flu vaccination. It is free at your GP and your chemist, and also at the state-run clinics across the state. And it's just something that you can do to protect yourself, but also to help out our healthcare system and our hardworking nurses and doctors also, as, you know, we've got incredible pressure on our health system, and flu cases will only increase that. So it's important to get your flu shot.
All right, let's talk politics now with a parliamentary roundup. We've heard today that the energy regulator is upping power prices by 11% from a little later this year here in Tassie. It just doesn't stop this cost of living thing, does it?
It certainly doesn't, Lee. It's just getting worse for Tasmanians, isn't it? It really, you know, today's announcement will be a shock to people. We've been talking about our concerns about rising electricity prices and cost of living now for some time. And as a way of addressing that, just yesterday, we tried to get the Parliament to sit again today to debate our bill around electricity pricing capping, which would be at 2.5%, and the government were reluctant to do that, and yet today we see them announce this almost 12% increase for people. We're really serious about seeing that those costs reduced to Tasmanians. We want the government to get serious about that, and it's disappointing that the government didn't take up the offer to debate our legislation and to put caps in place.
You also want to talk about health that's been brought up in Parliament recently?
I think the reason why I haven't spoken to you for such a long while, Lee, is that we've had about 4 weeks back-to-back of Parliament. So we've had the budget handed down, and then we've had budget estimates, and then reply. And this week's really been a week really to report back about what we've learned from estimates and to understand that better, the questions that we've put to the government and the answers we've received. And the things that I wanted to just touch on with you that came out of the health estimates hearings particularly was around ambulance ramping and the cost of that across our state. So for the last 12 months, that's been estimated in staffing costs at Ambulance Tasmania of about $3 million, which is incredible. And also data that was revealed during estimates as well, sort of told us that there are over 14,000 Tasmanians ramped for over 20,000 hours in ambulances around the state this financial year up until March. So that's pretty significant as well. So we do have some pretty pressing issues to address when it comes to bed block across the state. And that's, I guess, why we talk about getting your flu shot. You know, the most that we can keep people well and out of hospital and in the community and well supported by the community does assist with relieving pressure and on our healthcare workforce, but also obviously on our hospital system. So, you know, these statistics aren't good, and the government really does need to do more to improve them and make sure that Tasmanians are getting better access in a much more timely way to emergency care across the state. And the final thing that I just wanted to talk about really was what was revealed around the cost of overtime in this financial year. And just this is incredible that it was $33 million for overtime for staff shortages across and unfilled shifts, obviously, across the state. And every time I speak With the nursing union or the health unions and healthcare workers, you know, one of the things that they're always talking about is these double shifts that they're having to work now because of the staff shortages, and obviously with people being unwell with COVID or the flu or just having those gaps in services, government really does need to look at recruitment. And we're seeing other states right now, you know, offering payments of thanks to their staff just to acknowledge what they've been through with COVID and the increasing pressure. We're not seeing that from our government. In fact, the COVID payment that they've offered is quite abysmal, really. And so we'd like to see further action from the government around a workforce development plan, how they plan to recruit, particularly nursing staff and doctors, to our hospital system and to our healthcare workforce, but also how they plan to look after them and encourage them and support them to stay and be well supported in the workplace.
We've got a sports stadium to build though, Anita.
Well, I think you've got to question this government's priorities, haven't you? This government just can't get the basics right when it comes to health, housing, education, and of course cost of living, which we spoke about before, Lee.
We need is like a big forum with the worm for Tasmanians, don't we?
We do.
We need it, you know.
I can hear firsthand.
An open discussion with everybody.
That's right. Yeah, that's absolutely right. I think this government, there's, you know, a lot of questions to ask, to be answered around the proposal for the stadium and about their priorities. And even during the estimate, you know, the Premier himself said that, you know, the AFL bid, you know, was separate to the stadium. And of course, Tasmanians deserve an AFL team. We waited long enough for it, but we shouldn't have to be paying $750 million to be part of a national competition, Lee.
Oh, well, it's the state being held over a barrel. It really is in front of the national audience.
Yep. Yeah, it is.
So it's nearly, tell them to shove it up their jumper and, you know, take the ruse and take Hawks and you can go away.
Well, I think it's, we're getting lots of feedback from Tasmanians that are concerned about the priorities of the government, particularly about this stadium and, you know, what that money could be spent on elsewhere in the community, particularly across housing and the homelessness that people are experiencing across Tasmania.
So, yeah, well, you only have to see the chatter on social media in regard to it. It's the first thing people say is, other stuff we could be spending this money on, you know.
That's right, absolutely. So the government needs to be more upfront with the Tasmanian community about that. And, we're certainly, getting back to our parliamentary roundup, we certainly put a lot of questions to the government about their priorities and about this stadium over the last 4 weeks.
Yeah. All right, let's turn our attention now to the Burnie court petition. Now, what's going on here?
Well, you'll be aware, and you and I have spoken about this a lot in the past, and obviously we spoke about the petition that almost 1,200 locals here across Burnie and the northwest signed to keep the Burnie court complex in the Burnie CBD. We did finally receive a response from the government this week, in Parliament, but it hasn't actually told us much at all. So really they're just saying that they, you know, take on board the concerns of the community, that they've undertaken an expression of interest process, and we can expect to find out more sort of in July. So really it would be good for the government to come clean on actually what their plans are and what this expression of interest process has provided, and whether there are, you know, I understand that there's viable sites in and around the Burnie CBD from, you know, those business owners and the business community that I've spoken with. So let's see this government just get on and do the right thing by the community and make the announcement about retaining the court in the CBD.
Well, you know, point in case here, squeaky wheel gets the oil, doesn't it? So, you know, make noise if and when you can, because Burnie made a
Absolutely.
Noise and they opened it up for a discussion. They brought people into Burnie to have a look and listen to concerns, and it's being spoken about. So, you know, with not only the courthouse, if you've got something to say about the money for the sports stadium or anything else that, you know,
that's
gets
right.
spoken
Bring
about.
Your concerns forward. Yeah. That's exactly right. Yeah, as you say.
And what about you? You're always willing to talk to the punters, aren't you?
Absolutely. I welcome anyone to contact me, Lee, to talk about any issues, and lots of people do. And as I said before, I had been raising this, particularly in my health portfolio as well, when you've got people waiting for elective surgery and to see specialists, and then they see, you know, this money being proposed for a stadium in Hobart. So I think, I'm always very happy to hear from people, and I'll assist them wherever I can.
Right. What do you got planned for the weekend? Are you turning up anywhere to...
Well, I've got a bit on. Tonight I'm coming over to Devonport to the Paper on Skin Gala event, which will be fantastic. So I've been to that in the past when it was held in Burnie, and I was really pleased to support the Paper Off Skin exhibition, which has been... the art exhibition there at Rant Arts in Devonport. Yep. So I was really pleased to attend the launch of that a couple of weeks ago. So coming over for that, and that will be an amazing evening, I'm sure. And I've got a couple of things on over the weekend, local sport, obviously family things as well. And, I'm looking forward to the weekend, actually. I don't have to turn around and rush and drive back to Hobart this weekend. So it'll be nice to be home and doing some things locally in my community and with my family, Lee.
Good to hear from you once again, Deputy Opposition Leader. It's Anita Dow. Thank you.
Thank you very much.